Diabetes mellitus type 1 is caused by destruction of beta cells and therefore lack of insulin. And there are actually different types. There's type 1A, which is almost certainly immune mediated, and that's the most common one. And then there's type 1B, which is very rare, idiopathic, and we don't even really know the causes of it. So when we think about things that may cause someone to develop this type of diabetes, there definitely seems to be a role from genetics. Again, back to the MHC genes, class 2, and particular ones, DQ and DR, seem to be more important, and possibly environmental effects, probably triggered by a viral infection or some other sort of substance in the environment. So when we think about normal homeostasis, why is lack of insulin going to be so important? Well, ordinarily, when blood glucose rises, your beta cells in your pancreas produce insulin, and that allows you to transport glucose into the cells, and you need that for energy. Proteins are super, super important. Insulin itself is a protein hormone, and then other proteins are involved in the cell membrane. The actual receptor for insulin on the cells is a protein receptor. And then to transport glucose into the cells, you need what are called glucose transporters. And there are four different types. 1, 2, and 3 are present in cell membranes all the time, so you constantly can take in glucose. 1 is found in the blood-brain barrier, 2 is found in the liver, 3 is found in the neurons. So the ones that are really affected by diabetes are your GLUT4 transporters. And these are found in muscle and adipose tissue. So what happens when you develop diabetes? Well, we think it's an autoimmune disorder, and so you destroy your beta cells in your pancreas. The pancreas seems to get infiltrated by T lymphocytes, at least the islet cells in the pancreas, and the T lymphocytes start killing off the beta cells. They will produce all sorts of cytokines, and the cytokines will attract other inflammatory cells, macrophages, etc. B cells produce antibodies against the beta cells, and eventually the pancreas will be destroyed. And so what happens now is you are unable to produce insulin, and so you're unable to transport glucose into those muscle and fat cells using the GLUT4 transporters. So the amount of glucose in the blood rises, and you'll also overproduce glucagon, because glucagon is produced by alpha cells, and that helps you break down glucose from glycogen in the liver. So that increases blood glucose even more. Blood glucose peaks in the plasma, you can't absorb it all, and so it gets lost in the urine, and there's lots of concentration of glucose in the urine, which will increase the osmotic pressure, and you'll lose more water in the urine as well. The cells will become dehydrated. And so the other thing about an increase in glucose is it tends to bind with proteins in the body, or bind with things such as hemoglobin, and it forms advanced glycation end products, which are called AGE products. And this just means that they're binding onto proteins and altering them. And it will start to affect proteins, say, in the blood vessel wall. It will give you an increased risk of thrombosis and atherosclerosis. So when we're going back to thinking about the causes of it, is there any role from, say, vitamin D, for example? And it looks as if vitamin D can't be used to cure it, but we do know that this disease seems to be more prevalent in northern climates where there's less sunlight. And so we now know that activated vitamin D may help prevent diabetes by making beta cells more resistant to attack from the immune system, and it might enhance insulin output from the beta cells. Surprisingly enough, it's thought to have had some sort of an adaptive advantage, perhaps, when it evolved, because what we found is it protected ancestral northern Europeans from the effects of a very, very cold climate. This was happening about 14,000 years ago, and it helped your blood and things from freezing. But now, as life expectancy is a lot longer, obviously it's not a help. It was only a help when you had a very short life expectancy. So diabetes type 1, yet another autoimmune disease, and yet again very complicated.